Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now back to the
Jason Barsky
show.
It's interesting. I saw this story, last week. And I thought to myself, at a quick glance, at like a Jason Barsky style glance at the headline, I looked at it and I said, who cares about a guy giving up beer for Lent? Every guy gives up beer for Lent. And it wasn't until like 2 days ago that I went, oh. So I kept seeing the story pop up and I realized my brain was only focusing on a couple words. Man, beer, Lent. And I had it all wrong. And his name is Del Hall. And he joins me this morning now. Del, thank you for getting up so early in Ohio. We're in the same time zone, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. You probably just heard what I said. I thought you were somehow some publicity junkie who just somehow made a big statement that you were giving up beer for Lent. And I just thought, what a stupid story. And then I kept yeah. I kept showing up. And then there was one clear headline written. I'm going to paraphrase what I think it said. It was like, hey, idiot, he didn't give up beer for Lent. Can you tell everyone what you gave up for Lent?
I gave up all solid food for Lent.
Okay, and how does beer play into it?
So basically, I work for a brewery here in Cincinnati called 50 West Brewery, and my job is to sell beer. My passion in life is beer. Everything I do is about beer. So the one thing I'm definitely not going to give up during Lent is going to be beer.
Okay, so you're not eating any solid foods.
No, nothing with any, there's no calories that I'm consuming except from beer. I'm still drinking a ton of water. I'm still, drinking like black coffee or unsweetened tea. But absolutely all calories are coming from beer.
How healthy is this?
I don't know. It's day 10 right now. It's day 10 right now and I'm down 17 pounds.
Whoa. Okay. So when people hear, I'm guessing this is a misconception then, because when I hear, once I finally figured out the story, you're drinking only beer for your nourishment, I guess. Like, is it like three meals a day or are you just getting drunk every night?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, I mean, I'm drinking between 2 and 5 pints at any given day. And for the most part, I'm not having like my first pint until when people are having lunch.
Okay.
And then I might have another one like mid-afternoon. And then, when I get home, I'm having 2 to 3 in the evening while I'm safely home. So it's only like, no more than like 5 pints a day because, going into this, I had a huge tolerance. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2", like 290 pounds. And
whoa.
I've been, drinking beer for 20 years. So, I can hold my own with anyone.
Now, before anyone thinks you're some, big worthless loser who's never done anything worthy with your life, you were in the Army.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this guy served our country. And thank you. We always have to say that, right?
You're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
I was too scared. I give you that. I'm just very real about it. I'm thankful for people like you who could save people like me. But you've run marathons. You're a guy who's been in shape. Are you still in shape? Well, I guess if you're losing weight, you're in.
Yeah, I mean,
so weird.
I'll tell you what. Like this is like my friends would always say. That Del is the most fit fat guy you'll ever meet.
The most fit fat guy. Got that.
Yeah.
And I've met people like you, and it's like how is he so fast? That guy.
Right.
You mentioned you're only having like 4 or 5 pints a day and you're starting at lunch. But can I ask, are there any beers that would be good with breakfast? You're a beer connoisseur. I'm
just
wondering.
Absolutely.
What's a good breakfast beer?
So
give me a recommendation.
So there's actually a beer style called a breakfast stout.
Really?
So this beer is brewed with oatmeal and coffee. So it's a big, chewy stout, and that's what it's called. It's called a breakfast stout.
And, okay, I think I've heard of, like, oatmeal-based beers and stuff like that. By the way, I sent an email off to our morning show. They do a segment every Friday called the Friday Beer Buzz. And I come into the studio at 9 o'clock and it smells like a brewery in here. It's amazing. Even though I'm not a beer guy, I'm not much of a beer guy. This beer They try different beers. So I wanted you to call in with their show so they could ask you specifics. I'm going to just run down. And if I sound like a novice, it's because I really am. But breakfast stout, what's a good lunch beer?
So, I'm trying to drink things that are really, like, high in calories and have a lot of sustenance. So that's where, like, you know, a stout, the name stout came from the old style of beer used to be a porter, right? And they called it a stout porter, so a strong porter. So I'm trying to drink things that are, like, you know, a Doppelbock, a stout, you know, things that are going to have a lot of calories in them. But, I mean, you know, I'm a hop head, and that's what we call it in the beer world. So I love my IPAs. I love my hops. So, like, you know, normally around lunch or in the afternoon, I'm going to have something that's going to be, you know, like a 6.8%, you know, coast-to-coast IPA.
Gotcha. I was going to ask you about your dinner beer, but, you know, I feel like it's probably going to be just any beer, right?
Well, you know, I am kind of working my way through all the traditional German Doppelbocks. Like, that's when you're a beer geek and you actually start, you know, making beer your living, you learn about all the different styles of beer and the origins of them. And the origin of Doppelbock is this story of the 16th century monks that, you know, gave up all solid food and only had beer for Lent. So they brewed this special type of beer. So I've been trying to pay, like, a little homage to those OG original Doppelbocks and you know, kind of working my way through a bunch of those as well.
So you are following in the footsteps of many monks before you. I mean, you're not a monk.
Absolutely.
But that's really...
No, I'm not even religious. Okay. I'm just doing this as a challenge.
Okay, so have you had any... Has there been any backlash from anybody who feels like you're making a mockery of Lent?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this story now... you know, it's been all over the news. It's been all over the country. It's Spain and Australia and Canada, and it's been crazy. And there's been a lot of religious fanatics that have been commenting on social media that this is sacrilegious and, you know, things like that. And for the most part, I never even respond. But, you know, someone did say, like, hey, you know, don't you think this is a little sensationalist? Don't you think that, you know, that's not what, you know, religion should be about? And I was like, have you turned on your TV and seen Joel Osteen?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. So people use religion and they make it into, like, a big form of entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a big believer. If you have some sort of faith, that's cool. If it drives you to good things, awesome. That's just how I feel.
Absolutely. I'm very spiritual. I'm a very spiritual person. So I absolutely believe in higher powers and, miracles of faith, well, all kinds of things like that. I don't partake in a particular religion.
Okay. There was one other thing I wanted to ask you, and I'm spacing here. I'm really losing my mind here. So what's the end game here? Is it now... And have you received phone calls? Like, is the Food Network saying, hey, Dale, how'd you like to do a beer challenge or a beer show?
Yeah, and so not yet. I did hear that last night I was mentioned on the Late Late Show with James Corden. I've been on some national radio shows and international stuff. I did get written up in Food and Wine magazine, so a lot of people think that's like the precursor to the Food Network.
Yeah, I mean, I think seriously, once you hit the Food Network, it's just, you know, you're one scandal away from going back to work at the brewery.
Dude, I tell you what, if they come calling, so about 3 years ago for Halloween, I dressed up like Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
It was dead nuts on. It was amazing how much I look like Guy Fieri.
Well, don't act like him. I've heard he's kind of a jerk in person. I'm just being. I know people who knew him and met him, and he'd come in for those shoots for, like, the, you know, diver. I used to call it divers, drive-ins, and dives, but diners, yep. Drive-ins, and dives. No, I got it wrong again. Diners, drive-ins, and dives. And he would come in, he'd be on his phone the whole time, and then all of a sudden they'd be like, all right, guy, 5, 4, 3. He'd be like, hey, everybody, we're here at my best friend's restaurant. They'd be like, wait, you don't even know this guy. You haven't even talked to him. And it was really, like, all business, turned it off, got the hell out of there. But, hey, what's the name of this Cincinnati brewery, in case anyone's going through that area, they can check it out?
So it's 50 West Brewing Company.
Okay.
We're one of the largest breweries here in Cincinnati.
Very, very, very cool. One last question, just a personal thing. Is that that Skyline Chili worth checking out?
Dude, it is. I can smell it. My sense of smell is crazy right now because I'm not eating any food. So, like, I think I can smell things.
Yeah.
I can literally smell Skyline Chili anywhere I go in Cincinnati. Oh. And it absolutely is worth it, and I'll have it definitely the first week that when Lent is over.
And are you okay with, are you a Yingling guy? Because we're big Yingling country here.
I love, yeah, of course. I love Yingling. I'm one of those guys from Ohio where, you know, we didn't have it for years.
Uh-huh.
And we would go across the border and grab a case and bring it back for all our buddies.
Like I was smugglers. That guy. Yeah, like smugglers.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, good luck with your quest, and I hope you keep dropping the weight. Again,
thanks
giving
so
up
much.
All food for Lent, Del Hall. Hey, thanks for coming on my show. Appreciate it, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
People can say he's mocking religion and stuff. I'm not doing anything for Lent, so at least he's doing something. So I hope that didn't offend anybody. He seems like a pretty fun dude right there. So, and he likes Yingling. I should have invited him down for Old Forge Pizza to kind of like make the cultures collide a little bit, right? Yeah, it is, what would be a 9:43. It's Jason Barsky, WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.